have the immense pleasure of leading Christ Church, which is St. Mary's daughter church, and I'm also training for ordination at Ridley Hall in Cambridge. But let me just pray before we begin. Loving God, thank you for this morning and thank you for this moment. Thank you for that passage from Psalm 32. I just pray that you would speak through me and please take what I've prepared and make it your words, not mine. In your name, amen. Yesterday, I ate a croissant, and that's fine, but to give some context to this story, thank you, you need to know that dairy upsets me, not emotionally, physically. So I know I shouldn't have eaten the croissant. As delicious as it was from a little bakery in Cambridge called Newnham Bakery, and it's handmade, and it's beautiful, and oh, it was so flaky and buttery. Oh, so buttery. And it was fine in that moment, but later on that day, you know, I wasn't feeling so great, if I'm honest. The stomach started to feel quite unwell, if I'm honest. Yeah, that's a little story about my essay, that. And interestingly, our psalm today seems to talk about a similar idea of things coming inside of us and kind of making us not feel great, the pressure welling up inside of us. And then when there is a moment of release, suddenly feeling better. Now, I don't know if you know this, but the psalm isn't talking about croissants. It's actually talking about those times when we get it wrong. And I would describe those times when we get it wrong as times when we are unloving. And I'd categorize them in three ways: times that we are unloving of God, times that we are unloving towards ourselves, and times when we are unloving towards other people. And those are three ways in which we can be unloving. And we might call those things sins, but I think that sounds awfully formal, and I prefer not to. And I like to think of it in times when we lack in love. And when we come to confession, what we're trying to do is to acknowledge those times when we have been unloving towards God, towards ourselves, or towards other people. And we come and we might think of it as coming to a cross, and we think about the actions that Jesus took for us on Easter Sunday, which we celebrated a few weekends ago, where Jesus was nailed to a cross and took all of our unloving moments for us, so that we no longer have to pay the penalty for them. The fact that he won eternal love for us from God. And there's a beautiful story in the Bible of a guy called Peter. And I'm a big fan of Peter. I think he is one of the most human of all the disciples because he always seems to say what he's thinking. And if you like me and you often say what you're thinking, obviously you should have thought about it before you said it. As we follow Peter's story through the Gospels, he gives it a good go. He says the wrong thing sometimes and does some blunders, but he's lovable and we adore him. And there's this moment just before the Easter weekend when he's gathered around a campfire. Jesus has been arrested and other people start saying to him, "Hey, weren't you one of Jesus's followers?" And he's like, "No, not me." And he denies Jesus three times. He denies knowing Jesus. He denies being friends with Jesus. And then he realizes what he's done. That pressure builds up inside of him. And he probably felt really guilty. It probably was hanging on his shoulders. He was probably really worried about what he'd done. And then Jesus goes and dies, and he's laid in a tomb. And we can all imagine what Peter must have been thinking in that moment. And maybe we can kind of really empathize with that. Maybe we've done something or said something or thought something, and it's really bearing on us. It's weighing on our shoulders. But there is a really beautiful moment after the resurrection. Sorry, spoiler, Jesus comes back from the dead, it's fine. So sorry, if you haven't got to that part of the Bible yet, I do apologize. And the disciples are fishing, and they're out on a lake, and suddenly there's a figure on the beachfront, and it's, spoiler, Jesus, it's fine. And Peter gets really excited. He puts his clothes back on to dive into the water. I won't ask. And he swims, and he gets to the shorefront. And then in a bit, there is this lovely interaction where Jesus stands before Peter and says three times, "Peter, do you love me?" And each time, Peter is like, "Yes, you know I do." And I would call that a moment of confession and absolution. Of actually Peter coming back before the one who he has wronged and saying, "You know what, Jesus, I'm really sorry for what I did. And I want to try again." And then Peter ends up being called the rock, and he is the church. He is kind of the foundation of what the church becomes. And that is amazing. And he ends up kind of following Jesus and taking Jesus' love out into the world for the rest of his life. And he ends up dying for that cause. And we too can have our Peter moment, not the dying bit. Well, it will happen, but that's fine. But we also get a moment where we get to stand in front of Jesus and say, look, you know what? I'm really sorry for that thing I did. And I want to try again. I want to try and be more loving of you, God. I want to try and love myself more. And I want to try and love other people more. But the brilliant thing is, we do that with God. God doesn't abandon us in that and kind of set us off and go, well, let's see how this goes. And then meets us for like a health check in 6 months' time and goes, well, he didn't do quite well, did you? But actually that God walks with us in each of those daily moments and helps us and speaks to us and challenges us and tries to direct and lead us. So next time I'm offered a croissant, I'm not going to take it. Because I know that it's not good for me, and there are a better way for me to, there are other things I can eat and better ways for me to live. And perhaps next time we're in a situation where we could be unloving in some way or another, a small voice in our head might go, do you love me? Perhaps we should choose something different. And in a moment, we're going to sing now. And then we're going to get an opportunity to come and actually do that, to confess if we would like to, and to receive an absolution in the form of anointing by oil. But as we let kind of this topic of confession, which is not light, and I just want to say that if you're here for the first time, we don't always talk about wrongdoings in church. We do talk about fun things too, I promise. But we're going to sing now, and then in a moment we're going to get an opportunity to actually act upon this if we would like to. So for Abel, why don't we stand, and I'll hand back over to the band.
You called me out upon the waters, the great unknown, where fear may fail. And there I find you in the mystery. Oh. boat.